You are listening to Hypertension Resistance Treatment, where you will get knowledge, training, resources, and support for better blood pressure control. Here is your host, Dr. Tanya.
Welcome to the Hypertension Resistant to Treatment podcast, where we discuss everything related to treatment-resistant hypertension, a challenging condition that continues to concern healthcare professionals worldwide. I'm your host, Dr. Tonya Bro-Shropshire. Treatment-resistant hypertension is a complex condition. It's not just about increasing medication dosage or frequency. It's about understanding the underlying causes and addressing them appropriately if possible. I have an interesting episode for you today, so let's get to it. Ever wondered how a silent adversary, masked hypertension, can lurk beneath seemingly normal blood pressure readings, evading detection in routine clinical settings? Today, we are talking about this intriguing paradox and will provide insights into its diagnosis and management. The European Society of Hypertension defines masked hypertension as a condition where blood pressure readings exceed specific thresholds outside the clinic, despite presenting as normal within a clinical setting. Masked hypertension refers to patients who haven't started antihypertensive treatment. When individuals with treated hypertension still exhibit masked hypertension, it's termed masked uncontrolled hypertension. This discrepancy is more than just a statistical anomaly. It's a call to action, a sign of an underlying condition that demands attention. A significant portion of the population, anywhere from 10 to 30%, grapples with masked hypertension. In 2014, Stanley et al. Suggested that many doctors overlook masked hypertension due to focusing on office blood pressure readings, leading to suboptimal treatment. They proposed that utilizing out-of-office blood pressure monitoring for treatment could reduce masked hypertension significantly. Certain individuals, particularly those with a family history of hypertension, diabetes, obesity, or multiple cardiovascular risk factors, are particularly susceptible. To uncover masked hypertension, healthcare providers can turn to tools such as ambulatory blood pressure or home blood pressure monitoring. These devices provide a broader picture of a patient's blood pressure profile, offering insights beyond the constraints of a brief clinic visit. Elderly males with increased blood pressure variability are more likely to have masked hypertension. Factors like postprandial reduction of blood pressure after a meal, mental stress, smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, sedentary lifestyle, obesity, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, shortened sleep time, or obstructive sleep apnea can in part cause masked hypertension. Elevated nighttime blood pressure and abnormal nocturnal patterns, along with normal daytime office readings, may indicate masked hypertension. Masked hypertension, if left untreated, can have severe consequences. Studies underline its association with increased cardiovascular events and mortality, echoing the risks posed by sustained hypertension. It's a silent enemy that, unchecked, can lead to devastating outcomes. The road to managing masked hypertension, however, isn't as clear-cut. A compelling argument supports initiating antihypertensive therapy upon confirming the diagnosis of masked hypertension. While it's sensible to aggressively manage modifiable risk factors, the potential of targeted antihypertensive therapy, guided by home or 24-hour ambulatory blood pressure monitoring, is an exciting prospect. Yet, the lack of robust clinical trial data leaves a void in our understanding of the ideal reduction in daytime and nighttime blood pressure to balance therapeutic advantages against cardiovascular risks. As we strive to decode the mystery of masked hypertension, we need more rigorous research to determine the effectiveness of these targeted interventions in reducing cardiovascular events and mortality. In conclusion, combating masked hypertension requires vigilance, innovation, and collaboration. By unveiling this silent enemy and championing tailored interventions, healthcare providers can protect their patients' health and pave the way towards a healthier future. Thanks for joining us today for this episode on masked hypertension. Until next time, keep learning, and together we can overcome resistant hypertension. We want to reiterate the importance of obtaining multiple blood pressure readings measured using the American Heart Association protocol. Stay tuned to Hypertension Resistant to Treatment, where you will learn more about resistant hypertension.